Sivches. We actually reached it yesterday. That was a goal. But today she's mostly on the starting the last three sifrim. But just ran out of a little time. End of Sivches. You'll read it again briefly. Yesh mi she'omed v'siyuvi dechalva eina b'chal mechalav osam in haTorah ela mechalav haino acha she'osam akvina mevashim v'siyuvi ve'ochot tzafel l'mala v'nisha bo ela maya b'yalva z'nikra mechalav. As we saw this in the Rush, we'll argue with the Tosis. Fine. So we're discussing the question. Let's begin from the beginning. The Yad Yehuda's question on page Lamed in the Bari HaShulchan, the Biurim. He says, "Bishas bishul bolei ha'mayim mitam ochel v'tam ki ikar daraisa. V'shuv k'shem mevashel basar b'yosan mayim, havelek mevashel b'cholav mamish." That's a great question. So, who cares if it's mecholav, it's nisyuv v'dechav, whatever it may happen to be, the kasha is the kasha. V'tiritz. Okay, if those facts are true, it solves the problem. But the Ramah says there, we don't rely on Tima. It's still Shver. That's a machlokes. The Shach and the Levush, the Shach says, you rely on Timas Yisrael, even nowadays. So it's not a kasha. According to the Levush, it's a kasha. She becholinian ain't sovra na tima, and on the beki and bekach. Right? So that's an issue. I mean, the Biurim on page Lamed. Are you with me? Then he says, tama mayim and tama ochel krovim zelazer, you can't be mafkin with tima. But here's that's as far as we got yesterday. But here's the new twist, which we didn't get to yesterday. The Yehuda asked the Kasha, "Rak al shita zu to mecholav ha'inu mashen nisher achar abishul." That's the Russian sheet, the quote of the Mechaber in Sif Ches. V'hiv shekain ala sovim to this yuvi dechal b'hu mecholav toisus. For the chora gam sham tikshi, right? The nichbash ha'mecholav magvina v'kibel tami menu. Rabbi Tzira Yotze Migvinai de Melicha Kosi Tzivet HaKnesset Gdola Tu Kecholav Men HaTorah and Yibasa Becholav Koshkan Yotze de Kvisha. It's more than Melicha. So look what he says. That's something amazing. This is not universally accepted. It's not Lav Dechuli Amahu Chasam Sofa Chavaz Das. He quotes in Kufay Tzir Basar Einu Kibasa Men HaTorah. Wow. It means if you have meat and some gravy, whatever, the juice comes out, it's not considered meat min haTorah. So too comes out of cheese. Wow. And those, he calls it not a Behuda, that it is, it's also not min haTorah. So there's no kasha. Whatever comes out is not the Raisa. Adkan. This is what I wanted to talk as a coda to yesterday's year. Now we begin a whole new mission, a whole new sugir, B'siyata Dishmai. Open up, please, the Kuf Tezayin. Kuf Tezayin, everybody. Open up, please. What does the Mishnah say? Kevas ovik ochov mishal nevela harezu asura. What's that, Rashi? Zel cholov korosh shebetoch hakeva. Apparently, and I don't know too much about stomachs of animals, but apparently in the stomach of the animal, the cow, there is some milk which is no longer liquid, it's solidified. I'm not sure what the exact term they use, but it's solidified to some extent. So kevas over gachovim shall nevela reza wasura rashi shall nevela bigamara parach otu dover gachovim lav nevela. It's certainly nevela. Okay, fine. So far, a statement, it's also fine. We'll see, come back to it a little later on. Hamamid ba'or shel keva, someone who's mamid. What does mamid mean, Rashi? Mamid cholov bro keva, duhu basa. You already have a basa b'cholov ishu, right? Basa b'cholov ishu. So, before we even turn the page, you can see the bottom Tosfos on Daf Kuf Tezayin Amadav. Hamamid Be'or Shel Keva Am Yeshba, etc. Tema, the Begemara Mefarish Taima the Osru Gvinos Akum. Everyone knows that you're not going to have Goyish and cheese. Everyone knows this? Gvinos Akum. Why? They should mamid him also Be'or Kevis Nevela. Frektos is the question of the Sugya. Ma'iria Nevela I feel the Ksher and Ami Basa Be'chalof. Bo'er Nishalayla. Tosei Nechana. Yesh Loma the Mishim Basa Be'chalof Lohoyu Asurin Misafek Shem Delek Eli Surin the Rabbanon the Derech Bishl Asur Torah. If we knew for a fact that we're using a kosher animal as a source to make the milk of the cheese, it would also be treif. It's basa b'chalav. Tosfos says so. Wow. Chiddush. But how else? What are they going to do? Well, if it's nevela, it's a daraisa. You're assuming. So you have to be more careful. You have to ask it vina mishum lo pluk. But if it would be only a matter of a kshera, would be the Rabbanan, for that they would not have asked it. That's Tosfos. Now we're ready to turn the page. Hama, but it'd be okay, but Shekshera, turn the page, Kuf Tzayin Beis, Im Yesh Benosin Tam, Ha'izu Wasura. That's exactly what's bothering Tosfos. What do you need Benosin Tam for? Just say it's Mamin. So Rashi explains. Im Yesh Bel Ditin Tam, B'cholav, Ha'izu Wasura. B'cholav, this Rashi is very, very lit. Did Rashi write this whole Rashi? Very doubtful. This is not Rashi's style. Such a long Rashi. Well, let's put it aside for the moment. Right in the mission. Ksheira sheyonkam in atreifa. You have a kosher, you have a cow, and you see in front of you the cow is thirsting from a pig. So the pig's milk goes into the digestive tract of a cow. Kibas asur, that's pig's milk. Treifa sheyonkam in aksheira. A pig nursed from a cow, kevos and muteris. I to the pig. Meshakonus b'meyer means it's in a pocket. You take a pocket and you put it into the middle of a pig, but the pocket is enclosed and it has kosher milk. This remains kosher. Ad kan the mission. Right. Rabbi Osai, everyone's clear. The mission is clear. Now, skipping the first part of the sugya just to save a little bit of time. Ushmuel Amar. Halfway down the narrow lines. Chada katani. Keva shchitas over kachav in the vela. That's one and the same. This solves some technical issues we're going to skip over. Umiyama shmuel och yama shmuel mneima osvig vinas akum. Meshem amino sabor kevas the vela. Or kevas the vela. Right? Or kevas the vela. Hokeva gufa shaya. Rabbo says this is a very, very important Gemara. To read the Rashi. Umiya Mashmuel, about the eighth wide line. Kevas Nevela Asura. Ama the Kagufe Dami. What? What's the Keva? What's the word for Keva? So Rashi in the Mishnah tells us what Keva is. Keva is Cholav Korosh Besocha Keva. It's just some congealed milk. But apparently, if congealed milk is found in an animal, it takes the status of the animal. Is that really true? Says Rashi. Amashmuel ben Avodah Zarah. The fact that he's only worried about the or, which is mamish meat, he's not worried about the congealed milk. So it's a steer in Shmuel, Rabosai. He's a steer in Shmuel. Was he right? It's the Gemara Lokasha. Kan konim chazara, kan liacha chazara. This Rashi we have to learn right now. Rashi. In Me'avodah Zarah Choftes, Shor Rabbi Yishmoz Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Ma Asurin Gevinas Akum, Amolo, Shemabin Osa Bekevas Nevela, Klamar, Becholav Akorashaba, Amolo, what are you kidding? Fellow Kevas Aola Chamurim Bekevas Nevela, Friyamu Kokoen Shedato Yofa Sorfa Chaya. See that the congealed milk of an animal does not attain the status of the animal, since considered independently, 100% mutter. Amalo, Meshem Amirin also, Bekevas Egle Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is worse. Alma, Chazabo, Mikevas nevela. Should the lav gufi vasur mishav avodah zarah? I. But who cares? It's not guf avodah zarah either. Well, what do you answer? What explains it? Mipnei she dafil pirish adida asur kide mefarash asur mesechta avodah zarah and lavadal mebeis. Should the nichale benafche? You want the animal to look fat. So even though it's not part of the animal, it's still part of the Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Hilkach. Mishtaseinu zos nishneis kodem chazara. Before he backed out. U'mishamachi asar. V'chiyit mashmuol da'or kebu di asar kebu shaya. Li'acha chazara kama. U'mishtaseinu zos mikema shenishis afapi shechazabo. Lo zaza mimkoma. V'lo silkua. For the amru shalol l'shanoso, they left it the way it was, but it's the idea of keva is only before chazara, after chazara it's or not the milk itself, and this is going to repeat itself. That's in avodah zarah. It's going to repeat itself right now in front of our noses, right here in the kulin kuf tezayin amud beis. Let's take a look together in the context of the second part of the Mishnah. Says the second part of the Mishnah, sheirash yonkam and atreifa. Kevasa asura, fekta gemara. Fakatani resha, kevas over kachavim v'shel nevela, harezu asura. Gemara's kasha, Rashi. Fakatani resha, kevas nevela as asura. V'ode katani kevas trefa muteres. Tekatani trefa shiankim in akvesheira, kevasa muteres. What's the difference between one and the other? Nevela, the trefa, sounds like it's all. We have the expression that, oh, it's nevela, the trefas. This is Sushim the same. And yet here we find the distinction. That's the Gemara's kash. The kash is a good kash. Omer Chista. Reishen nirek ochel nevelos. Hochi geshchita. There's no fundamental difference. It's just in the appearance. Rashi geshchita. V'lo me'isa kulehai ke nevela. Isa enkan lo bezu v'lo bezu. K'datan mipnei shekonus b'me'el. Nesavu b'me'el menacherim. V'lo m'shalasma. So what we're saying over here is, it's just perception, the veil looks worse than treifa. It's really fundamentally, halachically, it's really the same. Only Rav Lav Kol Dekenu, Uman Veila de Me'isa, Di Sharis Le, Kevasa, Lo Asa, Lemecha Minei, Amet Lo, Treifa Shkuta, Di Sharis Le, Asa Lemecha Lo Kosher, it goes in the opposite direction. It's too close to call, it can lead to a Mikshon. Fine. This is all, you know, parrying. Again, kan kodem chazara, kan liacha chazara, u mishna lo zazim in koma. Rashi explains, mishna rishona kodem chazara nishnes, v'kemesh nishnes lo zazim in koma, v'chazu v'shona akrona leheter. Now they changed, they left the text remains the same. But really, it's not true. Halacha, it's not true. Not true. Okay, so far, so good. Amar Abchir Barab, Amar Rav Yochanan. Mamidin b'kevas nevelos, imamidin b'kevas shchitas ovik achovim. Omol lefan Rabbi Shimon Barab, keman krabo lezer, diyom astam machshevas ovik achovim, lavodas kachovim. Rashi. Hilkoch. Afal gav the lav gufohi, Mitzer to the Parishes, that feel the Pirisha Mitzer, should the Nichle, Benifche, and Stamagoyas has in life of Onazar. Omale, Velakaman, Rashi, Kloma, Utsrach, you got it right, Pshita, you have to ask me. You always should ask Lord Bai Shalomim, but he told me, yeah, it's Posh. Kiyosir, Rav Shmuel, Bai Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Mamidin, Bei Mekevas, Nevela, Bei Mekevas, Shchitas, Ove Kachavim. Shalacha should Rabbi, we don't pass the Rabbi Lezer. Hilchasa. Ein ma'midin. Now, Rabbi will say the next three lines are under a cloud. Do we have all three lines? Do we have half the three lines? Or we have none of the three lines? You saw the Rishonim, you see what, you know what I'm talking about. We're going to read the three lines first, then when we see the Rishonim, we'll analyze how many, what, is it, are we called for a kol, modav a kol, or modav a mitzvah? How much is there? Hilchasa. It's only three lines, I will say. Ein ma'midin b'yor kevas nevela. Av ma'midin b'kevas nevela. this sounds like it's right. No, this is exactly the chazara. That the keva is fine and the or keva is no good. Uve keva shkutav kam. Fine. Parentheses. Uve keva shera sheyonkem in atreifa. That's good, even though the source is pig's milk. For koshkin be keva treifa shongem in atreifa. It's cow's milk. My timer. Cholam mechunas ba pirusha v'yamo. What's pirusha? He says junk. It's not food. It's junk. The pashvat or pirusha v'yamo means it's junk. It's garbage. It's garbage. It's congealed milk which no one eats and no one. It's just junk. Okay. So far, so good. I'm sorry. Well, that's a good question. If it's Ana Roy L'Achila, we'll have to discuss it. Is it Roy or Ana Roy? We'll have to discuss that. That's a $64,000 question. We learned this so many times this year already. Is it Roy L'Achila or Nara L'Achila? What are they arguing about? If it's Roy, how can it be Matt? If it's not Roy, how can it be Asher? That's an excellent question we have to address, hopefully, shortly. Thank you for the good question. Excellent question. Fine. So far, so good? Just not to a piece of Gemara with Rashi. Says Tosfos, Kan the Acha Chazara, Ulefize, Sharia Kavis Nevela, the Aksham Nogu Olam Adabal Yisur, and the Hokalika Kavis Akum, with the Evan Mutta, that feel the Chathila Shari, Hekad Yadin and the Shon Nimlecha Baora, and Losha Bechura Dava over Zika Boisi, Hekad the Nimlecha Kavi Biora, Asura Vare Mishim Bosa Becholov. That's a different story because the or gives its taste into that milk. It's a different. That's a different halach. Fine. So far, so good. Hachi Garcina Barav Asvarim. This is the most important Tosfos. Hilchasa. You see right away. Starting from Hilchasa already, it's only Rov Asvarim, not Kol Asvarim. Ein mamidin b'yor kevas nevela. Av mamidin b'kevas nevela. Uve kevas akshchias akum. That we have. That's before the parentheses. Okay. Now you have the parentheses. Uve kevas ksher shagam in atreva. Uve koshken ksheres kevas treva with aksher my timer. Chol v'chus v'al pish v'amu. That's exactly our gersa. Rav svar. Uve chol v'gersu kasha masnisin. The tanan. Ksheres shayonkum in atreva. Kavas Asura. Gewalt. This Bryce, this Girsa goes against the Mefurisha Mishnah we read on the same, top of the same Amud. The same Amud. What is going on over here? Okay, Bryce, they'll be Pirkin, they have Kuftesim at base. Keva Shabishla Bechelva Asura. So how can this Gemara say Fakert? Over a minute of time. Tahani mili, when is it asur? Cholav tzol shibatocha keva. Tlochoshiv pirsha. It's good milk. Rabosai. Milk is delicious. It's fully liquid as milk always was. Avala korosh shibatocha keva. Choshiv pirsha. Also, a korosh of feed dvarv. Kontra rabbeinu tam. I feel it nimlach besocha keva muta because it's junk. What rabbeinu tam skidish, Rabosai? Liquid is usur, solid is junk, and does not say anything. That's how Rabbeinu Tam got out of this problem. Everyone with me so far? You got me? Good. Let's turn to the Ran. The Rif, the Ran. Page Kuf Chav Dal and Hey. Okay. The Mishnah is quoted by the Rif. Quotes the beginning of the Gemara. Quotes the Gemara by Shmuel. Lo Kasha is the top line of Kuf Chafei. Kan Konach Hazara, Kan Liacha Hazara. And he quotes the Mishnah inside. It's good to see it inside. The Tanan, Rashi quoted it already, but you see in big bold print in the Rif. It looks better. It's in black print. Shor Bishmol, Shor Bishum, Nimas, Rub Gines, Havuk Chavim. Amulo Mishnah, Mavin, also Bekevas Nevela. For the kevus ola chamur mi kevus nevela amur kol chidat the yafesh tov b'chayim Chazav Yeshua v'yamalem neshem avin nosem v'or keves egle v'os kachom. And he quotes the Vehilchot to the end. Fine. So first of all, we have to see the Ran, which is critical. You may have seen a little bit yesterday, but a little bit. The Ran on page Kuf Chav Dalet. Give a look. This is critical, critical, critical. If you have my print, Kuf Chav Dalet, the last four narrow lines on the left. Hiksha of Yosef Alevizal. It's the Rimigash. The Rambam's father's Rebbe, if I have my history right. Amai Yitzvich Shvua L'meima Be'or Keves Nevela Afil Or Ksheira Nami Titzvim Mishim Basu B'cholav. Who says this kasha? Tosfos. What did Tosfos answer? Enochinami. Just that we assume it's the Rabbana, we can be Mekel, but they... V'su kasha Olei. Heichi Mitzvah B'koldu. A little bit. L'tame Kvela. Levi Menos and Tam. We just said a little earlier. Let's just taste it. V'nich Olei Zal. I Mishim Basu B'cholav. Lo havi mitzer ele benos in tam, ki de tam bimas nisin, ha mamet bi or kevel im yeshu benos in tam asura. U mishim or kevel stavela, neseres bekoldu, why? De kevel de okumi komokim, that means it stands it on its feet. Milk lies down, cheese stands up. The solid block. We call it the ramaymet, they call it okumi komokim. Lo botel, you don't say bittul b'shishim. Normally, it requires time to overcome bittul. When you say time ki ikar, so you don't say bittul b'rov. There's another way not to say bittul b'rov. What's that? It's nika not in its taste, but in its physical form. It took liquid milk made into a solid block of cheese. So it's considered to be nika. Abba mishim basa b'chol v'lekal imeim ha'ochi, why not? T'chol emas lo yov tamo. La basa b'cholavu, elahai biapei koi vai biapei koi. Was the hiskam a Rambam zal per gimel nuchos macholos asur loch yud gimel? What does that mean? Comes to basa b'cholav, there's no time, it's nothing. Why not? I would say because derech bishul asur Torah. Maimon won't work. Not derech bishul. Michlal the svil is out. To be isur and alalu, hoch and achan os and time. Lo kasha kan chonach ha'azorach ha'azorach ki kama v'shmol chodot t'chatoni l'tewutz in the masnissin ay v'dina d'kodem ha'azorach kama ne'mah osu g'vin osam alim v'dilchza k'basa ha'azorach. So he changed from keva to or keva. Fine. So Rashi, he had a change. Halacha lemaisa quotes the riff. Kach agirs the brov and the schos calls the riffsa. V'kashya tuva rabosai. The Ran is not happy with agirsa. He's not happy at all. Why is not happy with agirsa? Heichi arminu demad midim became a share shankam in a treifa. Thomas nisin katoni behedu kevas hasura who came to beloved gemara hakazara. Who is this kasha? Tosis. Rabbi Natan answer with solid or with liquid. The Ran didn't hold for the sense. So he's stuck with the same kash. Tirtim in the Tam Zal. Chikatoni kevas asura hainu b'tzolo. The kevan dimin atrefa lebo adayin utzolo la prisha b'yamu. Next column, the Yosser. Hoda sharina n'hocha lahamin b'kevas k'sheira z'yonka min atrefa. Hainu davka b'korosh. Shekeva shedikosh yotzi b'tor ascholov. Havi prisha b'yamu. Ustama demil sochiyu. Shin mamidin ela b'korosh. V'seifa de katani tereifa shiokam enak sheira kevasa buteres afilu b'tzola kama lav gufi v'koshken b'korosh ashar the pirsha v'yavahu v'zeho de tanya li'el kuftes keva shebishla b'chalba asura mitukma aliba de hilkosa b'tzola. Says the Ran, this is very, very nice for Minatam. Ain't the daf of Alvizal, who you can live before Minatam. Shukosav, Allah, that he brisa dasya alibe the Mishnah Rishona, Aval the Mishnah Achrona, Keva, Shabishla, Bechelva, Muteris, Almud, Sfilid, Zalda, Alibe the Hilkos, Asharia, Afilip, it's solo. Get your Minatam. Get your Minatam. But the Rabban tries an answer, doesn't like it. Ikra Shadvarim Shalosh and Zeh Eino Mehika Gemara and it's Tosefes Rishonim Poske Alokhasu V'eino Mechuvan V'Nizchos U'V'Mikzas Nizchos. It says something different. Etc. Fine. U'may Darminon V'Perek E'mamidin Rabosai. The Pirusha Bialmahu sounds like it's going to be mutter. Sounds going to be mutter. What is the other girsa? Is it bold? Hilkos saying, "I'm eating bar keva ella bekeva is nevela." Uve keva strefa she yonkam and akshera. Velo bekeva is kshera she yonkam and akter. For the opposite of our text, mamish the opposite. So you can either cut the whole thing out and not have it, or you can just have an opposite texture. Dainu tama de chol v'akonis b'mehem alav k'mehem ha-chenimtza bat tani nilei el ha-reil k'munach b'kara f'dina k'makam shabam yisham. That's an expression used by the Rishon, the Rashman, the Ram. Reminds of the k'makam shadagu b'makam shabam yisham b'makam shayasam yisham. But then he says b'makam shalom's words are used by the Rishon, interestingly, in that context as well. F'din cholav gom eish v'lechol davar ay umay d'amina v'perek em amidin the pirish of yamahu means junk, right? No! Lav the main brushim could perish. It's junk. It's garbage. To asrina le behed ya basa chazara to katonik shere shank min atrefa ke basa surah according to this text. Garbage is garbage is garbage. I don't know where it came from. Elo hachi karminan. The word perish can mean junk, can mean garbage, the worst kind of garbage. But it could also be something totally different. Perish brushim poresh. What does that mean? She poresh mi gufa. That's all it means. A whole different, a completely different translation. Porish means it's not part of the animal. And therefore what? Therefore what? Well, it depends. If its original source is kosher, it remains kosher. Original treva remains treva. I don't care where what happens to be located right now. All you care is where it came from. Because it's porish. It's not part of its present habitat.
So, why call it the
I'm sorry? No, we're suggesting now, if you have a liquid in the stomach of an animal, the liquid is treated as a separate entity, is not considered to be part of that animal. That's what pirusha means. It's purish, not part of that animal.
So it shouldn't have the status of the animal.
Doesn't. So that's exactly why ksheirash yogam and atrefa is treif. I, the animal, is kosher. It doesn't matter. It came from the pig. That's exactly the point. A cow nursed from a pig. What's the status? So Rabbi Natan will say, talk about it. It's congealed, it's mutter, it's garbage. It's a pirusha means. That's one gerson to go. The Rabbi is the opposite gerson. Its taka would be, in fact, would be a problem. Why? It's not part of the pig, of the cow. It's considered still part of the pig which it came from. That's what the Rabbi, read it one more time. Sheporesh migufa. It's not part of the cow which is in which presently located. Ve'ena kegufa. U'mishavach iksheresh agam ben atrefa. Kevas asura. Because he go bust to the place shabam misham sheyotzem misham. It's not part. Didn't subsume the definition and the halachic status of the stomach of the cow in whose stomach it's found. No! It's in a pocket. It's in a canteen. If I carry it, trev yog manak share it, kevasa muteris, because it's in a canteen. Ad kandera. Narabosai is a problem. It's kasha tuva, what will I get to do with this? So I ask you to see, if you saw in the Maramakomas, the yalka beforshim in the back. If you have my Gemara, it's right in the back. Hope you have it. Hope you have it. It's on page Kuf Nun Aleph. If you have my text, just turn from Kuf Chafei to Kuf Nun Aleph. You'll see it right there, column 3. Ayinu Risham ben Beitza. And look at the Rosh, who has a kasha similar to the Ran. What do you say? So Lama the Gersoso, Tiksheira Shayonkam and Atrefa, Kevos Asura. Right? Quote this Gersa. Must be Kolim Chazar in the Shays, Philomash Makain. It's only Kolim Chazara. If Chazar, it's Perish Miyama, it's junk. Lomash doesn't sound that way. What? Half the mission is before Chazara, half the mission is after Chazara. Who would want to say Pshat that way? We have to say it's very, very difficult, right? What's the next line? Uvi Risham Yuresh Beitzat Aloch Aleph Isa Kein Lehedjim Ezel Oshin Mas Nisa Mesayle Ksheresh Yogam and Atrefa Kebos Asura Kemishnah Rishona. That line follows the Mishnah Rishona. That's exactly why it's usher. Utrefa shyankam and aksheira kevasim uteres kemishna achrona achani rishami. Ha! They call the big dochak enough for the rishami. You and I wouldn't say that pshat. Half the mishna rishon, half the mishna achrona. But the mishna God with rishami. So you defend the riff. Enough for the rishami like the riff. Can you imagine that? I don't know if the riff didn't quote the rishami. If he didn't have it, chacham arif minavi. Maybe he did have it. I can't answer for sure. Ad kam. Okay. I want to show you the Rush. He quotes the Rush here in this footnote. But let's see it inside. It's always good to see inside. The Rush is in Siman Nun Beis. It was only alluded to with a v'chule in the Yaakov Mefarshim. Not if you had a Yaakov Mefarshim. Let's see it in the original. The Rosh Siman Nun Beis. We criticize the Rif's opinion for that precisely this reason. Gilz Rav Alfazal. The Chayn Pirish of Shmaitam on page Reish Yutes. The Chal. We're not going to look Chal inside, but we're here and there we make a reference to it. The Ahi the Keba Shebishla Bechelva. Also, yeah. It's Kodem Chazara Nishnas. Chayn Tzach Lomel Gersoso. Tekshere Shagam and Atrefa Kevas Asura. Kodem Chazara Nishnas. Has to be. V'lo Mashma Kain. Tekshere Shagam and Atrefa. Trefa Yagam and Akshere Mashma. Shed Nishnu Kiyachas. V'yal Shneem Befor HaShatam. And Shekonis B'meyer. What? One is only Kodem and one is after Chazara. What? So the Rosh Hashanah didn't have the Rishon. But I see a different gears to Rishon. V'Rashi lo garasla. Rashi didn't have the whole thing. V'ein aloshen mucha kegiris to Ravashi and shahuga achakach misvarim. Wow. It's a later edition. It's not legit. Wow.
Why do you pick only Ravashi?
One more time.
Why do you pick only Ravashi?
Oh, Ravashi won a world shas. That's what the Matan Yadav says. Ein alosh nezek l'chon Rav Ashi bala gemora. Got it? He's Ravina Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is the main editor of the Gemara. Ad kan Rabosai, ad kan. Afani Rishami, Yagur Rishami. I mean, it's called a docha. I think Hassam So was once quoted as saying, Rob adochi remes. I don't know, so Rishon doesn't seem to talk that language. Fine. Now, after all this, it's time to open the Shulchan Aruch. Please open the big Shulchan Aruch, if you don't mind. Sif Tes. You know, when Rav Yosef Karo wrote his Beis Yosef, he told you that he established a kind of a mini Bezdin to the Paskan and Shilas, basically the majority of these three. Remember, you know who the three people were? Rif, Rav, and the Rosh. Now,
Rif and
Rav
together.
Rif, Rav, and the Rosh were the three that he put on the Bezdin, right? And you know which way we're going to go over here. It's a giveaway. Simon Pei Zion Siftes. Says the Mechaber, Simon Pei Zion Siftes. Cholov animsa bekeva eino cholov. Umutu levashel babasa, afilu betzol sheba. Who said this? Riff. Riff said it. V'yesh misha oser. Who said that? Tosus. V'cheinogin, of course. Ashkenazi. He changed around the Bezdin there and Dr. Moshe. All right. So this is the machlokas, the Riff and Tosfos. Now, it's true, as the Shach points out right away, it's Chav Hey, add one word. Pirish B'Tzolo. Yeah, it's only Tzolo. This is Rabbi Natan. So the Riff answered nothing. It's always Mutter. Rabbeinu Tam Aser Tzolo. Is there a third Shita?
Rashi.
Rashi, very good. Rashi. Let's take a look at the remainder of the Shachs of Kohen Chav Hei. V'al zeh kos levara bago v'chei noagin. We follow Tosfos. Uke de kos levago sif yud. L'chalek ben korosh l'tzolo. Or Rabosai. Yeah, the Shach is the one in Chaf Hei who added the word Tzolo. He added the word that's only Tzolo. But B'chein Noag and the Ramah, where did it come from? Let we have no choice but to skip, keep one finger here in the Shach and then read Sif Yud. It's a little bit. Cholov Hanitza B'keva. The Chatchila Ein Lanichol B'keva Chit Stein and Cholov Socha Keva Avo B'diyev Ein Lachosh Ad Shenimlach B'kevasa. Oh, she amid bo yom echad. It's called kavush. Oz also lahamid bo. Vim hamid bo. Im utzalo. Also called agvinus. Ad she shishim bechalav shamid tenegad akteva asura. Here's the distinction between tzalo and kavush. It's explicit in the Ramah and Sif Yud, and that's what the yesh mishao mechinog means in Sif Test. Even though the words kavush, the words are not found there. They're not found there. Got it? That's what the Shach is saying in Sivkot and Chafei. Right.
It's only possible to
I'm
say,
sorry.
One can only say that still so far in the Ramah.
Right, the Ramah.
The Mechab.
No, we have to assume what? When the Mechab is the Yesh Mishos, he meant to ask everything?
Rashi.
Maybe really?
Rashi the Deah.
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe. I can't say you're right. I can't say you're wrong. The Shach says you're wrong. The Yesh Mishos was only Mitzolo. But I can't prove that you're wrong and the Shach is right.
Shach's only Raya is from the Ramah here in Sikya.
Right. You're saying the Mechab may have only the two extremes she left at the middle. Left at the middle. Today they say the whole middle is falling apart. The quantum is Pshat, the middle is falling apart. The Mechab may never quoted the middle sheet. I can't argue with you, but the Shach says against. Weiter. V'afachat chil l'mashe v'toros chatos t'mudah b'korosh. Ayin shom. Miu b'tzolu. That I feel a bit the also. I go as if you'd. Me you near to the Chatchila also. Af Bekorosh, even for us. Why? Shemaris Ayin. Siv Dalit and Siv Kotten Zayin. What's back there? What's Siv Dalit and Siv Kotten Zayin? Gotta take a look. Keep one hand here. Look back. Also, the Vashel Bechalav Isha. They Maris Ayin. Vim Nafla Tawachatav Shal Botel Vein Tzoroch Shir. Because it's really just Maris Ayin Isha. Ramah, v'nire lefizeh, the kol shkein the also levashel lechatchila bechalav tmeo besar tmeo bechalav torah. Why is the Maris Ayin question? Oh, for can be more make, not for now. This is the shach we saw a little bit before. It's the Kohen Zayin about the whole Maris Ayin issue. Let's go back. Hold on. Umar Shal Yam Shul Shlomo. Perkesim and Kuvzayin Posak that feel the Korosh Choshev Cholamamish Medina Kirashi Vichendir Dasaran and the Rokeach. Isavet Aruch. Is Rashi right? Against the Rif and against Tosfos? Well, the Mashal thought he's right. The Mashal is always, you know, goes a little bit of his own path. What are other...
Probably depended on the gears that they had in the Gemara.
That's
though.
True. So it's also true.
Mashal had like Rashi's gears.
It's also true. But I want to show you an interesting quote site, statement in the Pre-Chodesh. I think the Pre-Chodesh is on the Mamakomas, if I'm not mistaken. Pre-Chodesh, Sifkot Nechov Beis. Not the whole thing, I just see a little bit. Let's turn to the Pre-Chodesh, Sifkot Nechov Beis. Here we are. Again, we can't read the whole thing. Goes with the various shittas. This girsa, that girsa, the other girsa. So many different girsas. Again, no time to read the entire thing. Watch. The Pre-Chodesh goes, you know, analyzes which sheet is more correct or less correct. And where you have it, in my text, it's ended in narrow lines on the left column, but you have different texts. The odes, and we're in the Pre-Chodesh. Ha'asikna v'perakama de b'choros, the meirag lion shel chamor asurim. We spoke about this once before, if you recall. Ugh. So the keva is less than that.
How far in?
You see Chav Beis, it's very long.
Yeah.
I'm about I would say less than halfway through. I'll read it again. Do you have any Mar Makomas or Pichodesh? You don't have any. So yeah. You're okay. V'shamer aglayim shel behema lo kasharinalu hosel l'mishum by all my anafik isharinin keva mishum pirsha. What? That which Rabbi Natan says, and of course the Rifik Avachomer. Kol shkandikal mishum aglayim shel chamor. Man, come on. What's more disgusting? What's more disgusting? Wow. V'yod. Hey, my sneezing, you have time on the mind, the miscreant Pirisha, Fisha Bobby Mokom Acher, Viniscanus Pimeo. Him came times a hospital shark of Miraglion, Shibobby Mokom Acher, Viniscanus Pimeo, him came a royal at your mission Pirisha. Okay, that's a right from left field from Bechoros. You saw it once before. Remember we discussed this? Maybe it's really delicious. It's, if we wouldn't know where it came from, it's hard for me. Since we do know where it came from, we can't even put ourselves into those shoes. Chazanish took about. Vote. The Gassina Perkala Basar. The Keva Shebishla Bechalva. Asur. Fisher Konis Bemeyav. This is the other, the Kral. Alma, the Pirish Konis Bemeyav. Ain't a right Saloma Pirish of Yama. No. In other words, Saloma, Shebomi Moko Macher. Mashenkin Bechal. Kadisa Asam. Because the Kral is born that way. So you see that the word Pirish, what does it mean? We spoke about it before. The Ran said, what does the Ran say Pirish means? Not garbage. It means it moved from place to place. That's all it means. Different translation of the word. V'arif t'chol me'alocha because of the Mekam Yechazar Anishin. It's V'ar Temu. Sheri Loshin Konis B'meyav Shenishta B'mishta Achrona Nishta B'ach Braisa. Where's this riff? We saw the riff. We saw one riff for Bosai. That's the riff I put on the Makoros. But the TS can see another riff. Take a look there too. There we go. The riff is on page Kufyud Beis. I don't want to put everything so much on, but let's take a look briefly. I mean, the Rush referred to this. Prichad refers to this. What does it say? top of page Kufir Beis and the Rif. Hani mili shebushlo v'chal v'chal boim ne'atzmo. Aba bishlo ma'basar osur. Hodik otani keba shebishlo v'chal v'asura. Kodem chazor ava. Aval idno ifsko hilkosu behedya de mamina v'kevas nevela de pirsha b'yamu. Could be the mamina, come on. Says the Ran again. What's pirsha mean? Nafik le mitoras ochel. Choshev ke pirsha. It's no longer food, it's junk. For lo pirish rashi kain. The kevas nevela muteras. Fisha'ena migufa ela prusha mimena. Tomi alma. So I told different translation. Fisha bishna b'chav asura lefanein arach b'zeh b'seh adashman. And he likes rashi against the riff. The Prichodesh also says that Rashi is right. Watch this coming up. Watch this coming up. Watch. Udvatemu, the Rif said. Shri Lashon Konis Pemeyav, Shanishna Bavishna Achrona Nishna Vach Breisa. Kasiyah Betol Sefta Detar. Here's the final coup de grace. Tol Sefta Detaris. Uposko Rama Vergan Vichos Tumas Ochlin. Choshev ala cholav shebekeva. Everybody's a mistame to Mas Ochlin. I'm the Ochlavia. The Avi Pirsha, Havla Lemema de Butler Daito. Full stop. So he's parling on Raya after Raya. He thinks that Rashi is right. And he says it again later on. Later on. Ulefichach. This is, I'm skipping quite a bit. We're now towards the end of Chav Beis. Ha'emes Yoredako. Shagir says Asvarim, hu michocham echot shesavu de kol kevel havi pirsha biyama kamo shevina kol harishonim. Can't blame him. Ve'ena mikir ashas. And here you have this line. Ukfrofia ruach ha'kodesh v'beish midrasho sharashi. Whoa. Ruach HaKodesh. The Ravid once said that Ophir Ruach HaKodesh be-based with Rashenu, but his own based Medrash. That's a little bit even more startling. He's saying in Rashi's based Medrash, Rashi and Ruach HaKodesh. Every Cheder learns Rashi's Ruach HaKodesh. You know, how you define Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know exactly. But that's what he's saying. Because of Shemash Ad Akshav Yonoh Hetter B'davar Yotor B'kach. Right, that's a long Rashi which we're not reading. Really, not going to read the whole thing. V'chemucha das harosh, k'mo shkozva beis Yosef, b'lo ketur v'abach, k'das harohov, aran, ramban, v'ashikos v'liyashav, shikas harif, v'lelo sirule, marshal, das ha'isu v'het ha'aruch, nimtso l'shitosenu zu amitis, v'keva ha'veichol of mamesh, ben korosh v'ben tzolo, v'keva s'nevelo, treva muteres, v'shimimokom het erbo, shen choshen shem ha'yodak, mina treifa, u'mina tmeya, is a peritzov called a basar. Avokshera shanka min atreifa. Kevas asura. Fisha michol treifa. You have your keva. Chogavna also levash of a basar. Veloka lachila. Veloka. What does loka mean, Rabosa? It's a din what? Doraisa. Veloka lachila. Ubishu kashachol of a basar. Shem the chol of gamahu. And the Beis Yosef says, and the no karifa rambam. The dati ush below dittuk. Shemashanogu ha'olam hu lahamid bekeva ben korashu ben tzolu afen nevelus and treifis zemuskam l'chuliyam ha'mashinus Rashi. Why? Mitava de kasivna neshememokom acher bos hava lahamid bekeva skshere yuvin ha'treifa havi milsa de lo shchicha lo shayach b'minit v'im ira b'derech mikro horo mikros hachom al pishinus rif v'ein z'minit im kavanoso lo mashanogu levash l'keva b'chobo l'fishinus harif ha'ramam Minigzeh lo hoya v'lo nivra. For diktakna v'chazeh v'lo nishra zeh b'shemokom. He checked it out. U'me'aten lozuz mikol ma shekosafti miyusel adin ha'emetz v'atzedek. Wow. Talk about an editorial over here. He's, you know, this is a Rashi editorial. I mean, it's called an advertorial. He's added, Rashi's right. Shine, that's all. Ruach HaKodesh. Wow, that's pretty powerful for the Prichoshtek against Rif, against Tosfos. Amazing. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine. Rabbi Osai, we have to see, I guess you see only, I think, one more source, if I'm not mistaken, in the book itself, before we go to later sources, and that is the Mordechai. The Mordechai.
How does Prince Chadash explain his raya, that one of his main rayas at the end of the show was from the Rambam? And the Rambam, no, the Rambam too much open?
Yeah. You see,
himself,
clear.
Rambam himself holds.
Yes, so we're asking a good question. Ooh, I love this kasha. How can the Prichodesh claim to bring a raya against the Rambam from the Rambam? He quotes the Rambam. Rambam says that Pirsha B'Yalma, what's it in? It's Makabo Thomas Oakland. Yet the Rambam over here is the biggest makel of all. He's like Dr. Riff, even more than Rabbi Natan. Good question. We'll have to come back and see the Rabbi Osi. It's always a counterattack. You think the Prichodesh is just, you know, people can let him go? You think for a minute? Oh, come on, you know better than that. Let's turn to the Mordechai Simet Tov Shin Lamed Gimel, which is quite a fascinating source. Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. It's on page Chav Tes in our print. Omer Shmuel, Chodah Katani, Kemis, etc. Vachi Sfilan Katiritz Shmuel, Velo Katiritz Ravuna, the Mahacha, Blokea Kadim and Ova Gachav Maskinam, Vachashina Shem Yonkam and Atmea. We're not worried about that. Kemposa Beseva Truma, Bekema Shal Gadi, Vishal Tlesh, Lokal Atleva, Gadim and Akum, Lokashina, the Yonkam and Atrefa. The Yaf Ravuna, Lokhaish, Kdemalokan, Basim and Akum, and Choshin, Lomish and the Vales, Lomish and Travis. So we pass on the Kulam. Now comes the Tshuvas HaRashbo. What Rashbo? Rav Shimshon ben Avram. The two Rashbos. It's the famous Rashbo, Torah Sabbais. And the Matoskos Rashbo means Rav Shimshon ben Avram. The Rash Mishans. We know him as the Rash. But his father's name was Avraham. What can you do? He's also a Rashba. Tosa Rashba is a Rashba Shatz. Psalchem. Just to show where he signs his name, turn the page if you have a page. If you have my print, page Lamed, it's the first wide line after the last indent. V'shalom Shimshon b'Rabbi Avraham. They used to sign V'shalom, you know, goodbye. Sincerely. Shalom, Shimshon Rabbi Avraham. This is Tshuvas HaRashba. I see how long it is. We'll try to cover whatever we can of it. And of course, there's a Tshuvas after Rabbeinu Baruch descends. We'll get that. The Rab is Rabbeinu Baruch. Sheshaal tal keva shemidil b'cholav harbe v'osu b'gvidus v'nimtseis l'ach hazman b'toch asak shakeva nesunaba ma'amen adakin in b'gvidus asuris omutaris. Problem. It's a whole page, it's Bekitzer. If he'd be healthy, I don't know how long it would be. Yeah, that's Rabbi Natan. At least in the case where it's a Koresh, right? What? The Rash of Hashem is the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe the Rebbe didn't mean it. Shesh ditchot v'yoso, shafilu yesh b'chol av yosef b'shishim b'yisur, kevan shayisa maimid, I think it has to be, maimid, hainin osen tam. That's what the Bach means. The maimid should be twice. What does that mean? What I think it means is, on a simple level, that the same as we say we learned spent a month on this, the beginning of the year, Tam ki ikar. What does that mean? It's not bottle, because the fact that it's noticeable in the taste is if it's a ben. So too, a maim is noticeable in so far, we mentioned this yesterday, it made a liquid into a salad. The salad remains a salad. It's as if it's there. Rishubo nikar. Maite. For all the katonia maim be or keva, Im Yeshu Benos and Tam Rezu Asura. Mipnei, let's turn the page if you have my print. Mipnei, Shoyim Or Akeva Dova Shal Heter Messiahlo Lamido Desharia Beshishim. What? What is he saying? We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nos and Tam. Gewalt. Gewalt. Rabbeinu Tam holds a Chiddush Nifla. There's no such thing as Yisra Mani. Denies it. Every kid knows about it. We spoke to Papa about it. Not true. Not true. I said Mishnah. The Mishnah. Our Mishnah. But no Sin Tam. So if you want to be a brisk alam, then you'll say, yeah. If it's my mind, it's as if the same as no Sin Tam. That'll be one way out. Rebbe Osai, you have the Mordechai here. Just keep one hand in the Mordechai and go back to the Mishnah we started with. At the bottom of Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Just read it. What's one line? The last line in the Daf. What does it say? Keves Akam Mishal Gvela Harezu Asura Hamamid Bi'or Shal Keva Kshera. Im Yesh Benos and Tam Harezu Asura. And we know the Reed Migash, but they didn't know for the Reed Migash. So what do you, if you don't read Migash, what do you do with this line? You know what he says? Could have said, it's equivalent to Osan Tam, but that's not the Pashup Shah. You know what the case is, Rebbe Osai? I also kept the case, I would never have dreamt it. He didn't make the milk and the cheese using this meat, the or, exclusively. There was a partner involved. There was another mamid from a non-meat source. You know, these days, most cheese is not made with animal rennet anymore. Unless things changed recently. It's made with vegetable rennet. And therefore, Gvinas Akum is not treif intrinsically, it's treif because Chazal has Gvinas Akum. And there is a mere das in Avodah Zarah that we don't pass for this reason. It's a whole long story. We're worried about only about Gilui, which we don't worry about nowadays. You know, the poisonous venom of the snake. And then, if you look at terms of Avodah Zarah, there were those who wanted to be matred. My Rebbe, at one point, they said, I don't know if it's true, want to be matred based on the Tosfos in a pinch. I can't vouch for that's true or not.
Who were the sources for that?
You have to see someone's older than me. I don't know. There are rumors to that effect. It's a Tosfos of Avodah Zarah. It talks about it. Beferish, shall we? We don't hide Tosfos. We believe in transparency. We don't hide anything. We're not learning Venus Akam now. But it comes up, obviously, it comes up in this context. So let's take a look since we have a... Take a look here. Hold on. Hold on. Patience. Talks about the Rabbi Natan, Korush, Tzolu. Oh, Rabbi Natan, same Rabbi Natan, same pairing, same person. Ki achshav lo matzinu tam poshut lesu gvinas ol kacham. To a tam o isu havi mishum nikur, ke mishum ben Levi, the kavalak mishum ben Levi, against Rav Yochan, against Shmuel. Can you imagine that? He's saying that even though the Gemara, we know, any could ask any kid in the street, he'll tell you the reason for the Yisra of Gvina Sakam is because why? Because Mabe or Kevus of Eidim. Many times we don't bask in that way. Ein atam elemishim nikur v'anush ein nechoshim etzuyim ben enu en lachish mishim gilui. That'll be another reason to say it's wrong. Even though we no longer have the chashim, but they used to have it. I'll explain it later on. Then he says amazing, something amazing. What? Vegetable rennet. Going in Arvone Tiros and Mimkomam. Shaminos and Mimprochim. And for us, we have to ask for different reasons,
etc.
Wow, let's go slow. It's true that we pass in Aloha Lamaisa with respect to Gilui that we can be making with Zman Hazeh. We don't have snakes that are going to poison the water. But with respect to the cheese, even if you'll say, as Rabbi Natan wanted a paskin, it's an outgrowth of Issa Gilui and not of rennet, he still might say it's Dabashim Aminim. So the many reasons why Lamaisa, it's also, but I'm sure where the base of that rumor started for this Tarsus. Not for now. Back to where we came from. So the Mordechai, Shunshim ben Avram, the Chumash of Rash Bo, the Rash Mishans, suggest Pshat na Mishnah. You know why there's no Issa Remaimit? Because you had something else. You had two sources, animal reddit and vegetable reddit. And that's why it's Mordechai. What do we call that? Who knows? You have two different sources. What's it called? Sarah Zagorin. We'll see that in Lashon soon. Vaita. Now the Girsi is very, very complex. It's stars and double stars and triple stars. It's hard to know the three different agos on the Ramah on the side. I'll just read it the way it is for the moment.
Who wrote that
agos? The Ramah. Again. Shohoya, top of the page. Imora keva dova shel heta shamasayla lamido. The Shai B'Shishin. V'od lo katoni v'myesh bo v'lahamid tam aforosh b'dvorov the osim v'shem nos and tam. It has to be changed somewhere else. U'me'ol lo ra'isi ligach min ha'akam g'vinos ha'filu ro'a ha'cholav v'shachalova ova g'chovim ad sh'nasu g'vinis. You can't say it's a cholav akam problem. They saw the milking. They watched every single step of the way till the end. We know for sure me'ikar adin d'oraisa. It's het gamor. Shein lachash l'nikur l'shaf orlo l'shuman achase l'achlikam. Doesn't make a difference. It's a dumb shem. We ask for it anyway. Kam says kosher l'divrei ben atam l'shmuel the mefarsh pek basa v'dezara the tam of the gvinas akum asur b'neishem amirim b'ro kevish on the vela the matam isul t'mashe poshel lo l'enoch amoda shloye b'chol av yosem ishishim. So according to time, it's very difficult. You know, it's maimed. I feel lawyer about his sex fegul, the shemelo hemin beora keva, I feel hemin shemain bon, no some time. Well, Toma, this time, I'm honest, or ain bechol of shishim, which was fake at the shem, that's difficult for Matthias. Which was fake at the shemelo hemin beora keva, chod of fake, even the raisa, she nevela. That's very difficult. So when Rabbi Natan said there's no such thing as Dover HaMaimit, they wouldn't say for a Yoshar. Maybe he never meant it. He's just parrying his Talmud, the Rashi Mishnah suggests. I don't know where he got that from either. But this Rabbi Natan, namely, Koresh is Mutter, oh, that's for sure. That he really said. Vayrad Rabbi Natan. Feel the nimlecha akeva b'yora the tami yotzim and abasa nasim pirusha shenivle b'keva v'od da asvina keva shebishlo b'chava v'chen amishlo shoseres ksheira sheyonka ben atreva hainim shem chelav at solo shebekeva shedayin lo nikrash uvol asorva the chelav gamu v'lo pirusha. This is the rabbi. The tami we know. Fine. V'yesh achshem b'keva shebesak shishim. That's the shayla she was too sick to answer at great length. No, Chodavar Amutah Yishlan Havad Becheskes Heter and Lono Kan Shereyes Omiyachad De'ach Shav Yesh Bo Shishim Yisum El Shishim from the very beginning. Fine. Well, if you mash a Pirish Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's Rabbeinu HaKadosh? You know what Kadosh means? He's killed by the guy. Unfortunately, there were many Kadoshim, you know, at the time of the Crusades. It doesn't say who the Kadosh is. I believe that the Rabbeinu Tam had a great nephew who was a Kadosh. Rabbeinu Elchanan, the son of the Re, Rabbeinu Tam's nephew. That's what I know. I think it's pretty sure it's quote. Maybe he's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I can't. I'm not an expert in the history of the Baalei HaTosfos, where the Rashbi Shantz refers to who he means. My only suggestion is means Rabbeinu Elchanan. You can look it up in some of the books. They don't tell you Rabbeinu HaKadosh. There'll be some other Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yeah? B'psak techem of the cholav atzolah k'shechazav in nikpe nasis pirusha. Even if it started off as cholav, and now it congealed, presumably congealed after the shchita, it's still considered to be okay. It's 2 days in the Ramah, if you saw it. Maybe we'll through the Ramah we'll be able to find Rabbeinu HaKadosh is. Well, we'll be patient, see, maybe to see it tomorrow. Koshken HaKol Mutar. Fine. Skip me the next few lines. Of an ode. He's trying to be matter over here, and he says, don't be matter for this reason. But I'm skipping a little bit. For Odoma, it's narrow lines. Sheesh kan svek sveka. Tafil lo hoya beheta mitchila shishim. Shemak shehemidu hoya bemechala bakarsh. Shchashe pirsha v'lo nesha miolam. Kind of a svek sveka. Uvi isa taba lo hoya bo kede lahame me'atzlo. Tenimtsa she'ein isa b'nos and tab. Skip me the rest. For Shalom Shreveron. Okay. So what's he saying? If it's my mid, it's also. I read in Tabas, but he changed his mind. He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. Okay. So, he said, I read in Tam, didn't mean it. It's really, the Dabar my mid is also. Rabbeinu Baruch hit him in Tam Acher. The mistama lo hamid kol acholav shebikdera mikeva shekula asura. Da'ino atzolu elamin hakorish. Ven regila sheitnu kevas bikdera lahamin acholav sheloye maat mikeva krusha. Gam pamiyosim in hakorish. Havalei is the magic word. Ze vize gore temuter. The Rashi didn't mention this explicitly anyway. Maybe he implied it. On top of the page, what did he say? The top of this page, his wife. Okay, the davar shel heta misayel olamido the shaya b'shishim. I thought that's eves agor, but it's called it a tamacher. Okay, where do you find this? Midi the everyone looking with the little payers. The midi the having abis or pe pasta v'dezara soar shel truva v'shel chulin uvezek el hachmitz uvezek el hachmitz v'chimtzu isa v'chimtzu. Ha'isa Asura, Rabbi Shimon Matir. Why is Rabbi Shimon Matir? Because Zev is a Gorim is Mutter. Avalim Ein B'Yisro Levado Galachmetz Lo Shiyasayenu Ha'eter. This is the case where each one could have done it independently. So it's a Machokas Atanoim. If neither could have done it independently, you don't do it together, says the Heiliga Rabbeinu Baruch L'chuli Ava Mutter Chirim Edyu Perso Berkolat Slavim. On its own. Besides that, sounds like it's saying if they either could have done it independently. The end is to share, even if they both could do it on their own, but if they're both together. The beginning he wanted Azeh, he wanted to be Matar. We'll see you soon as we go. Ad Khan is beautiful tshuva of Shem Shem Avram and the response to Rabbeinu Baruch here in the Mordechai Siman Tov Shin Lamed Gimel. So far, so good. Now, we know Rabbi Natan said, whether he meant it or not, we'll leave to you, that Dabra Maimon is mutter, against what we wrote post. Does he have any allies? Take a look at both sides in Tosis, Sadi Tesamid base. Sadi Tesamid base. Give a look, please. Sadi Tesamid base. Long Tosis. Long Tosis. End of the Tosis is as follows. With the ones lines get a little bit longer. Low B'mei, the top Tosfos Sadi Tesamid Beis. He says, Kashale, Amayla Bota B'kuf Aleph, Lo Havi Ela Kamo Amoda D'chola B'yamud, it's not Per Kola Basa, Dav Kufta Zayin, Hamamid Bar Keva, Im Yeshu B'nosin Tam Asura, Mashma Oleka Nosin Tam, Shari, Af Alpi Shehemid HaCholom, Shum Da Hamoda Lo Chashiva Tamo, Huadin Chimus. Yeah. He's basking like Rabbi Natan for real. He's basking Rabbi Natan. We saw earlier that the Ravid was the one who said that things about Avodah Zarah is B'mashal. Now the fact that he said that implies that if not for that, it would be Butter. Isaac Maimit. Maybe he also agrees that Maimon would be mutter. So you have already three sources.
Was it there
when Rabbi Yisrael? The Chasam Sofer says what I just said now, that from the Ravid, who asks only because of everything which is Avodah Zarah is B'mashu, implies that he denies the concept of Maimon. He holds like the Rabbi Natan, like the Tosfos Sadi Tes. What's the whole Sukkah Sengamah? Ochich arrived. Hamame became as Ksheira, if Yesh Menos and Tam Osura. Ochich arrived. The Lekha the Mechel, the Dover Hamame Shemisur. The Lavochi Aim Ain, Bonos and Tam Namilisur. The Mamehu. The Rimigash said, no Pebbles of Bechot. And Lakor, Lokashin and Lahor. I Kvinus Goyim, or Nevela, Lamish and Maimon. As we call, also Mishum Goyim, the whole Achan the Tam Shal Yefrosu, as we saw before. Yeah, that's the Chasam Sofer. So you have. Then he quotes the Rimi Gash. They all hold the Ravaimin is Asur. Umashma Afilu Ben HaTorah, Havikilu Omer Bienav. Wow, he says that it's a Doraisa. The Ravaimin is Doraisa. It's for Ayin B'mogan Avram Tamab Sivkoton Tes. Let's take a break from the Chasam Sofer and listen to what he says. What does B'mogan Avram say in Tamab Sivkoton Tes? See what it says? Tells you to look, gotta look, you know? Whoa. Imhamid. Dovra Amara fil bela flow bottle. Cause he's a veheter. Timidoraisa bottle. And the Midra bottle also. The Torah sounds to me says it in Doraisa. So he quotes this whole discussion. And the Marshal Paskins, the Rabbi is bottle and Ganson. Bottle. Yeah, I love this pun. Udvar Batalim. He says, Maimon is bottle, he's bottle. Dvar Batalim. neged kolhani rabvasa. How do you like that? That's what the Chazam Sofer is referring to. Back. But he says, the Rimigash and the Ran, yeah, they asked the Avraham Aymit, maybe even the Raisa, I had a Kasha, Udi's Nosem Tabe or Keva. The Rimigash says, Lasos, Bosom Becholov, Lo Nase de Hamada, Kiim, Tam Mamish, why? Because Derech Bishul Ostra Torah. Udi Zelechud Kilim Aymit, only by Bosom Becholov. Look at the Kasha he asks now. We have to get to this Kasha. Well, once we're here already, he has a Kasha which bothers him. How long? How long does it bother him? Miyomim Rabim. Chasam Sofer has bothered me for a long time. Kasha against whom? The Rimigash. Tein achsha cholav lohaya nesra bi'akeva amuat. V'shamayimid v'lonas basa b'chol b'tchiloso. Kevin shem b'socha cholav ta'am mamish. Ki yamayimid b'basa. Aval kaponim ha'or bolea mecholov harbe bien v'nasa nevela. He's assuming you apply nasa nevela to this case. We'll see later. There's some here that's not applied by the rabban here. The rabban is only covers not mevushel. Okay, but he's assuming nasa nevela. Yeah, v'yachas shekva nasa nevela as pshita shechozer v'yoser acholov neshu mamid. K'ma'or nevela mamish. Hey, man, this is nevela. What did Migash say? Oh, nevela is no good. Oh, k'shera is good. What do you mean? The k'shera became a nevela. Chatiha nas a nevela. What an obvious kash gets from Migash. Chazarti al kolat stodim ala matzosi tiris l'kushuzu. Look at the shach pei zayin lamed. Imlo shenomar. Shorkeva shehuskem b'masnis nena kavada or ben ela maseo kenidon didan shechachluches hametzitzo me'or v'misar v'macholov miyad and nigam b'fneyatzel l'shalom ashtas nevela v'tehas v'acholov l'koshemini. Wow, kim to teres. That's not the pashup shot. Or means or. No, it doesn't mean or. It means this juice that's squeezed out of the or. That's not the simple pshat. Al kaponim, you see. And the Mordechai says, "Rabbi Natan never said a lemaisa. Even Basa Becholov is a davar maimer if it's ben. Aye, you need nosan tam. You need a gam kevah besoch or mishum zev as a gorim, as we saw in the Mordechai. Adkan, there's more to be said as himself, but I want to go a little bit weiter. We still have a few more minutes." Let's open our both sides of the Shulchan Aruch and see the Dogma Merivava on Sif Yud Aleph. We haven't read Sif Yud Aleph yet. We read Sif Tes. We read Sif Yud, at least a part. Let's now open the holy Sif called Sif Yud Aleph. It's a very, very important Sif. Take a look, please. Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph. Yud is a long one. Tes is short. Yud Aleph is... Yud is very long. Yud Aleph is shorter than Yud. Im hemid gevina ba'or kevas k'shera im yesha nosan tam basar asura v'im labu teres v'im igash ava mamed ba'or kevas nevelo trefa v'hemet mea osagla mamed v'im igash. We pass and we do all for money. We do all for money. We do all for money. Yeah. Who disagrees? We already saw disagreed. Chasam Sof is a Dvorim Batalim. Take a look at the Shachs of Kotan Lamed Hay. Achilik Mazer Kosu Aposkin. The Orkev is Ksheir Meachashim Mutu Bifneyatsu Velesu Yisrael Mishim Chiburi Yamacha Kvina. Kol Emes Lo Yoav Taimel Abbasu Becholavu. That's the Tafilu amayim bar kemas nevela botel b'shishim ve'ein dvara b'chrach. That's a nicer way to say than what the Yichai. He said dvara b'teil. Ein dvara b'chrach. Says the Dovah Meravava. Ubedirve Rashi b'chul chuf dezayin med beiz ve maskal arezu asura mashma kadatz marashal.
Whoa, marashal. Rashi is on the side. Rashi.
If you have Rashi on your side, you already can't say dvara b'teil. Say we don't pass in that way. Let's take a look at the Rashi and see what he has in mind. Kuf Tes Zayin Omud Beis Arezu Asura. That's the long one. We know. I can't read the whole thing. He tells us which line he means. Harisham Acholav Kvar Nasa Nevela Kshen Nimlach Kibafurish Barashi Sham. Take a look, Rabosai. Take a look, Rabosai. I'm talking about the 12th narrow line of Rashi. Avacholov hanimlach bebosai. Everybody see a little Zion there? If you have my print. Zion in Hagos, Vitzios, where I'm starting. Do you have two gear saws? Bebos or the gear saws? Be'or. I like the or better. We're talking about or. Okay. Be'or. But the Zion is Mishenos to Tam Zebazet Nasu Shneim Isuk at the Kaimelin Chaticha Asanas at the Vela Vichol Tam Ayotze Od Minacholo Ben Tam Cholo Shabo Ben Tam Bosa Shabo Hakol Osu Vishakula in the Vela Ukshemis Arev Cholov Zem Cholov Akavina Havale Min Bemino Cholov the Vela Vicholov Heter Ukfa Pasak the Chaticha Nas in the Vela. Fine. Stop. Full stop. That's why he needs to know. That's what we saw before. That he changed his mind. Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi is unique. We learned this in the first week of the year. Mimimim, we pass it against Rashi. Okay, but this is Rashi speaking. Says the Dala Mirabo. Look what he says. Afa P Kane, Hutzrach Rashi the Tan the Mimimino Lobot, which is all unique Shita. Holoman Dava Bottle Mutter. Follow Asrina Mishu Dava Maimit. He wants to say the Dala Mirabo from the fact that Rashi had a quote come on to Mimino Lobot, which is very controversial. And he didn't just simply say the Dava Maimit means Rashi holds like the Rabbi Maimon's mother, like his grandson, Rabbi Natan. Can you imagine that? Like the Marshal. Wow. Amazing. I saw in the Megillah Sefer, we'll get to it, he says it's no Raya. Mim Amino is a din d'oraisa, and Mam is a din d'rabbana. So of course he mentioned the right side of the Rabbanu. He's assuming that Maimon is the Rabbanu, which of course we saw in most posts where Maimon is the Rabbanu. It's remarkable that the language of the Mordechai, Maimon, who Haina knows in Tam, Haina knows in Tam, what does that mean? I want to show you, we have just a minute. Open up, if you will, to the Bari HaShulchan. Let's first look at the Gro. We'll just see in the original, then we'll see in the next 2 minutes. The Gros of Cotton Lamed. On your love. Hamamid Asa Bakosha. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? Kamosha Amab Perbeza Vodazara, Lamanham and Aleph, Kevan the Ukmi Vachuli. Oh, you gotta love the Vilna Gro. Kevan the Ukmi Vachuli. You assume that you know Shas Bal Peh. You know exactly what he's talking about. Right? Of course. Where the words came in the Uki Vechule? Where do you find them? Came in the Ukmi Komokim Choshev Lekeman the Isil Yisur Be'enei. That's the same as Nosen Tam. Nosen Tam says it's I told you earlier a while ago that you taste it as if it's Be'en. There's no Bittle. So too, since it created a hamada, it's as if it's bien. I just want to show it to you one more time in the Sefer Bari al Shulchan. We quote this Vilna Gaon in full, the Gemara in full, in Tziyunim Sinkotan Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph, Rebosa, give a look. Shin Aleph is on page Lamites. Ubebir Agwat Sian Azah, Bisugan of Azalam and Haman Aleph, came in the Ukbe Kamokim, Choshele Kamad, the Israelis, Rebbe Ein A. And that's why he says that Dobra Mamid, look at the top of Kon Kupem Dalit. Right, the same as we say when it comes to if it's something which gives time. That's what he says. So these are critical points, Rabbi Osa. Now, I just thought that we have to end in 2 minutes. Open to the Taz Sivkota Yud Zayin. Taz of Kod Nizai. No, not Yudzai. Yud Gimel, excuse me. The last Taz in the Siman. He quotes the Ramah. What did Ramah say? Dover also biyasim mamim beafil bevel abotel. V'dafka shlohoya shem mamim achayah rakay ha'osu. Alam hoya shem gam mamim heter. Havi zev as a gorem. Umuter. Emik ashishim degar ha'isim. Sounds in the Ramah that even if either one could do it on its own, we would still invoke the principle of what? Of Zev as a Gorim. Am I correct? I mean, that's a simple read of the Ramah. Am I correct? How else do you read it? Simple read. In the Mordechai, you saw it's not so simple. And the Taz says the Ramah is wrong. You know what? Let's stop here. We're out of time. We'll start tomorrow with the Taz, Sifkot, and Yud Gimel. We'll talk more about Zev as a Gorim. About these and yonim, etc., etc. Okay?